Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you are, else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask people to focus.
The most egregious example of that appears to be this text, which originated in Malaysia and has become a viral hoax in Australia and in New Zealand. How irresponsible is it, the people that are sharing that news of a lockdown imminent in New Zealand?
Yeah, and look, that's the kind of thing that adds to the anxiety that people feel. So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth, and I really ask people, just visit covid19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information, and we will continue to provide everything you need to know.
So there she was denying they were going to do lockdowns. Weeks later, they did. Everything they said was a lie. The shot protects you. The shot doesn't make you sick. The virus wasn't man-made. And everything she said is what Joe Biden said, what Rachel Maddow said. And we now know influencers down to people that had 20,000 followers on Instagram, 10,000 on Twitter. Small accounts were paid tens of thousands of dollars. NBA players were paid hundreds of thousands just to say they'd taken the shot. O.J. Simpson did all this saying he took it. We don't know if he really did, but he died. Hank Aaron died right after it. William Shakespeare, real name, was the first man to die in England after the shot. Incredible. So we got to join some stations here in a few minutes, Nick Bush. You've done a great job known as Napoleon Bush on X. But what are New Zealanders' feelings now about Jacinda Ardern's, as I'm sure you know, who's moved on to be the WFUN Global Head of Censorship? I mean, she is something else.
Yes, well, yeah, she basically lied to New Zealanders every day for 2 years straight. At 12 p.m. they had televised conferences, and for 2 hours they would stand up there and lie there. Well, they'd gaslight the New Zealand public, right? I've got this saying, and it's a... Gaslight me harder, globalist scumbags. Now, these people, this woman is probably the most hated woman in New Zealand history, here in New Zealand. Like I said, she locked Auckland down with Nazi-style borders, north and south, until right up to Christmas, right? She knew that she wasn't going to get away with corralling people, 1.6 million, of us in Auckland, when we all wanted to go off to the beach and our relatives for Christmas. And they even came out and said the lockdowns were to nudge. And I think that guy, that FBI guy, he was talking about nudging, not actually doing things, but nudging people, like poking people and see what
bully
happens.
Nudge means bully. Nudge means bully and coerce, but it violates the Nuremberg Code.
Oh, yes, well, state coercion is state terrorism, right? And you cannot coerce someone into doing something. And they did this for 2 years, right? And, yeah, well, once they lifted the blockades, the Nazi-style border blockades here in Auckland, pretty quickly, within a few weeks, we had a convoy going down to Wellington, and we occupied the grounds down there, right? These are our grounds. The people's grounds around Parliament there, and they first off tried to say, oh, you're all trespassed, and then they went back to their lawyer.
Hold on, I want to hear the rest of the story. I remember it, and weren't they using sound weapons on you and a bunch of other stuff, and it didn't work? We're going
to
come.
They used sound weapons. They played music at night to keep everyone awake because everyone was in tents down there, and it was Absolutely.
And we saw the same fight in Canada everywhere. And Justin Trudeau, he's another protege, like Jacinda Ardern's, of He Penetrates the Cabinets, Klaus Schwab.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me use the sci-fi analogy again. I've already made this point, but I'll do it again. I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, time flies. Tom Cruise had a movie coming out. It was pretty good. I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan, but I like a science fiction movie. Oblivion's good. But one was called Forever War. And it's these aliens that attack, and they basically land in Paris. And they've got time-space continuum control, so they can just restart each battle until they figure out how to beat us. But there's one guy that's basically psychic for whatever reason, and he's for whatever reason, I'm going from memory, I haven't seen it in a decade, able to beat it. Now, imagine if aliens landed in Paris and were blowing everything up and killing everybody, and we sat here, say, in Texas, or people sat there in Auckland, New Zealand, or they sat there in Moscow, Russia, or Durban, South Africa, and said, well, that's France getting blown up by aliens. We don't care. The WF are transhumanist, globalist cultists that say the age of humans is over, they're going to merge the machines, they're going to become gods. Whether that's true or not, they want to be aliens. They want to be something new. They want to take control of human development, human evolution. And our guest is an engineer himself. He can speak to that. And they're creating an alien anti-human system, cutting off our resources, telling farmers from Sri Lanka to New Zealand to Kansas, we're going to cut back your production. Organic farms are bad for the earth. Oh, my God. When I was in Hawaii and Kauai, I saw activist group signs up saying, whoa, there's cows being raised here and their poop runs into the river. We want to ban it. Poops always run in the river from cows or buffalo. The fish eat it. It's not toxic. It's not bad. And then literally, we had an Uber driver, a woman, starts going, look at those cows. They're bad for the river. Cows have been there since the West moved in there over 150 years ago. But now the cows are bad, you see. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same brainwashing. And there's like beautiful mountains and rolling green hills, tens of thousands of acres and some black Angus on it. And there's a little river going off a mountain. And, oh, the poop's going in the river as if it ever even makes it there. If you go to the Nile River, what do the fish mainly eat? The poop from the water buffalo that are the cows. You can mate it with a cow. It's a wild cow. And hippopotamus, who go out at night, eat the grain, eat the plants, go into the water. Again, they're making normal human activity. Cow farts, methane, bad. It's part of the atmosphere. We need it. And so when he says solidarity, when you see New Zealand being attacked, and the worst places were Australia, New Zealand, Italy, Germany was bad. A lot of places were really bad. The Third World was bad, even the worst, because the IMF and World Bank controlled them. You're seeing the enemy attacking 5 years ahead of us. Globally, they built emergency COVID centers under the same protocols everywhere. And in Canada and in the U.S. and in Australia and in Italy, they all said, next time there's a virus, we're going to lock up the dissenters in these camps as well. Wow, that was amazing. So they are FEMA camps, political camps. So I'm explaining again. in Forever War, when the aliens attack Paris, you should care because they're coming for you next, and you better study what they're doing. So when they hit Italy, and they hit New Zealand, and they hit Germany, and they try to shut down, you know, all these countries, you better study it, because it's the same damn enemy knocking down your door with the same lies, the same tactics, and the same group. So I'm going to explain this again. I get all these thank you letters from Germany and everywhere else. Oh, why do you care? Why are you following our protest? What the hell are you talking about? It's the same damn enemy. If we get together against the globalists, like roll B-roll of Japan, tens of thousands out protesting. I watched it, Japanese translation to English. The New World Order, the globalists, your poison shots, you're killing us. No to 15-minute cities. I mean, yeah, thousands rally against the New World Order in Japan. That's mainstream TV. Once this happens, once we're aware, it's game over. And all the top talk show hosts now, all of them, anybody with an audience is anti-New World Order. Even ones that weren't on our side have flipped over. Because in freedom and justice and the truth, and we've got major government officials and heads of universities on our side all over the world, and we're gaining steam, not losing it. But the enemy's going to strike back. Let me ask Nick Bush. You were telling me during the break about yourself. You're an engineer. You know, you're a parent. You've engaged in the fight. I was trying to say, hey, put a donation button up so you can put more billboards. You go, well, I've got some businesses. I'm putting my money in. I said, wait, the people that are competent like you that are doing on their own are the ones people should give to, because you're going to do it right and make it even bigger. So maybe you should put a donation button up or get a sponsorship thing where you can, we sit it on X, I'm promoting it yet, where you can sponsor the X account. And just people need to get behind the guy that didn't ask for money. Because, okay, you got a billboards up right now. But that spirit of resistance will spreading to others. We are the detonators. We are the fire starters. We are the initiators. We are the tip of the spear. And Nick Bush is the tip of the spear. So make any points you got. I want to go to these calls. The IDF's made a statement. We're going to play that in a minute. We've got it in English. But just who you are, why you did this, where you're going, and what else you'd like to impart to the audience.
Yeah, well, the next one after we finish off the Alex Jones promotion here in New Zealand, in about 6 weeks' time, I'm going to put up some Save Our Refinery. Well, because what Jacinda Ardern and her globalists did is we had one refinery here in New Zealand, right? And we'd import the crude, and we'd make diesel, petrol, and kerosene, right? They destroyed it. They closed it down, and they've sold off the catalyst that's required in the cracker to actually crack the hydrocarbons. So the place is absolutely destroyed. So you were talking about the Strait of Hormuz and shipping being absolutely stopped by this world war. This is what they've set us up for failure. We won't be able to.
And by the way, Slim, you're an engineer. You're this populous, beautiful country, has no refining capacity. And we know the Chinese want to take over your country. If there's a war, how the hell is New Zealand strategically defended when it can't even make its own gasoline? I mean, this is the New World Order, people. This is war.
It's absolutely crazy. The first thing Jacinda Ardern and her I don't know whether communists or Nazis or whatever they are, but as they banned oil and gas exploration here in New Zealand. In 2009, oil and gas exports were our fourth largest export earner, right? In 2009, just during the GFC, we were creaming it. We were making lots of money out of exporting our oil, right? And so they closed that industry down. I used to go out to the oil rigs, right, and do stuff out there, and also used to go into the refinery. That's closed, right? There was four main big scale manufacturing industries here in New Zealand. There was the aluminium smelter down the South Island that they've been threatening to close for years and years and years. They actually want to re-divert the electricity from the big hydroelectric dams in the South Island to create hydrogen. But how are we going to move the hydrogen around the country? It's a pipe dream, right? And
by the way, that's what Elon Musk said. It would take 50 years to move to all these new technologies, which we could do, but you've got to have even more fossil fuels as the bridge to deliver the upgrade.
Absolutely. So they're just trying to destroy our economy, right? But basically, we've been in recession. Well, we've had three quarters of recession down here. The phone isn't ringing. It's absolutely, the economy's stalled. Basically stalled during the election. We had an election 6 months ago, so nothing happened for about
They even called it, oh, this is really a carbon environmental lockdown. They admitted COVID was that all over the world. So they're the ones that destroyed the economy to get us into debt.
Well, like a lot of people online were saying, oh, what was Alex Jones right about? Well, you have been telling us that it's going to morph into carbon lockdowns, right? 15-minute cities, the surveillance system, right? Right, and you were talking about Tom Cruise movies there a minute ago, right? So Minority Report, right? Pre-criming people. So how are they going to – the surveillance system is being built all around us, right? Here on our roading system, we have 800 – what they call as halo cameras being installed, right, with Armco all around them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Guam immediately.
You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We talked for a while, and I said, hang on a minute. What I actually did is after Jacinda Ardern said that if she banned all the semi-automatic firearms, I thought, I wonder how much they're watching people. So I bought a book on Amazon, and it was called Modern Firearms Design, and it was published in 1927. And I was sort of thinking, well, I wonder if they're watching this. Turns out they were. So, and as I was talking to this guy, I said, hang on a minute, it's not illegal to buy a book. And what you're doing is you're pre-criming me. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm basically just trolling you, and you fell for the bait, right? But that was my first insight into how invasive the surveillance is online, right? They are watching all your purchases, everything, right? And, yeah, so, you know, Minority Report and Tom Cruise, that's real. They are pre-priming people, and this goes to what I said on the short video. They are creating profiles of people, putting you on lists, and you know, well, they're doing this for a reason, right?
And in the future, with Kill List, they just send you to a vaccine center, they arrest you, they forcibly inject you with a hot dose, and you die 6 months later of cancer or a heart attack. Nick Bush, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you very, very soon. Finish your point about the Kill List.
Yes, well, the Kill List, they're making lists. They're going to use that in the future. They didn't build this system for nothing. So, as you said, they'll probably just throw you in a FEMA camp or some sort of camp and then force you to be injected, right? And then, it's a slow kill. They'll probably release you and like you die.
Absolutely, Nick.
He just got old.
You're at Napoleon Bush, B-U-S-C-H, on X. Everybody should follow you. I know you're not asking for it, but you should get a subscriber for support. We salute you and God bless you. Your spirit is going to turn this around. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We've got to support InfoWars. You're doing no one else is doing the job you guys are doing. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you, Nick. Well, God put us in this position. It's all God. And we're only here because of God. Okay, I know we got phone lines still, and I appreciate everybody holding for an hour and a half, but we loaded the phone lines first hour. I got to like 10 calls and an okay job. Great callers. We're going to go to William and Jack and CJ and Jeffrey and Brad and Tony. You'll probably get a few more calls in, so take three or four more calls on the phone system at 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Three or four more, and I will get to all the calls by the end of the hour. Okay? But since we mentioned lies, I don't want to just show Jacinda Ardern's line. I want to show you Rachel Maddow. And again, I can show you thousands of these videos. It was a script globally. It's a global attack to the UN and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock and the big banks. That's why if you are in Belgium and you see Canadians locked down their houses and truck drivers being put in jail for peacefully protesting, that's an attack on you. If you're in New Zealand and you see New York, people protesting lockdowns being beat up, that's an attack on you. If you're in Texas and you see people in New Zealand being attacked and beat up for protesting lockdowns, that's an attack on you. It is a global new world order. And to see, look like 10,000 people in Japan with major leaders out against the globalists this weekend. We already showed it earlier. If you're a radio listener, go to Real Alex Jones on X, formerly Twitter. You'll see it. This is exciting, and this scares the living, that's probably 20,000 people, it scares the living hell out of the globalists. And that's the good news. When I say I'm obsolete or I become redundant, we still got important work to do. And I've literally killed myself for 28 years fighting these people. And about 2 years ago, I had dream after dream. where God said you need to stop working 18 hours a day, you need to spend time with your family, you need to keep doing what you're doing, but you have committed your mission, you have been successful. And I was just given a feeling of total peace. And I said on air 2 years ago, I have completed my mission. Jack Posobiec retweeted it. Now, I've got more missions to carry out, but I'm telling you, the listeners that support this broadcast, you've completed the main mission. The awakening's here. Now we've got to maximize it and push it to victory and not just oppose the New World Order, but build an alternative plan, God's plan. But we've come far, folks. And the enemy's not going to tell you we're winning. We are winning. I mentioned Rachel Maddow. Here she is.
It means that instead of the vaccine being able, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this if we just go fast enough to get the whole population.
All of that was a lie. Makes you more apt to get it, more apt to die. All that's confirmed. A criminal liar. She should be sued. She should be criminally indicted. We should know who paid her to do it. We know who did. It's all there. Here's a quick clip of the IDF making their announcement. We'll go to break, and we'll come right back with your phone calls on World War III. Straight ahead.
Good evening. They have arrived this evening to Nevatim base together with the General Chief of Staff. We have met the commander, the teams, the technical teams. They have all taken part in the Operation Iron Shield. The base is completely operational, continues to send jets out to missions. The Chief of General Staff has said his appreciation for the work done by the pilots, thanks to which the Iranian attack was thwarted, the attack that was on its way to Israel and was thwarted almost without entering Israeli airspace. The Nevatim operation continues around the clock. We have also seen the hits taken by the Iranian attack. We're talking about only minor damage to infrastructure, where all in all four hits were taken. One near a runway, two in an open space, and one other near a building that caused it minor damage. This building was being built, was under construction. All of these hits will be corrected in the next few days. This base is operational around the clock. It was operational during the operation Iron Shield and today as well. Jets have taken off from this base to defend Israel. The IDF, including all its systems, continues to be alert and prepared to defend Israel. We can constantly assess the situation and follow development in the north during operational activity near the fence on the Lebanese side. Our defensive action on the border caused four IDF troops to be injured due to an explosion we are still looking into. Following that, the troops were quickly evacuated with help from the air and from land.
Okay, so there it is. No announcements about striking Iran. Announcements that it's a victory to shoot down the missiles. That indicates they're not going to attack Iran. I hope that's not the case. We want to de-escalate this now. I know some folks out there want World War III. Well, this broadcast is not for that. All right. We're going to come back, go right to all the callers that we're holding and the new callers. We're going to come right back. Please stay with us, InfoWars.com and Band.video or the Coordinates of Freedom. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, we got Hamas protesters all over the country, in Chicago and in L.A. and in New York and other areas, taking over highways, taking over bridges. You see it in San Francisco right there, Lower Manhattan, O'Hare in Chicago. Protesting what's going on. I mean, look, I don't want to kill the Muslims. But everywhere the Muslims go, they take over. But that doesn't mean I support Israel just killing them all either. It's just, it's absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And if we get into war with Iran, they're gonna activate their sleeper cells. That's what we're taking phone calls on. I appreciate the callers, William and others, that have been holding. I'll go in the order your calls are received. Thank you so much, but I need to do this or we won't be here because it funds our operation. Plus, these are incredible products. Now, I got some bad news. It's been over 3 years since all the patented nano-silver products like Super Blue Toothpaste with nano-silver, iodine, tea tree, organic peppermint, all of it's been available. It's been back available at drjonesnaturals.com for 3 months. But they didn't reorder it yet. It'll be a few months till it's back in. It's selling out. But despite that, it's concentrated toothpaste, fluoride-free. It's available at drjonesnaturals.com with all the other great silver products like the wound gel, the immune gargle, swish and swash. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And what else is available exclusively? Sold out for months, not available at InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, methylfolate with B-complex. Methylfolate is the breakdown of folic acid, you know, that's in the spinach that Popeye eats. A lot of people, particularly Northern Europeans, and I've had my genetics tested, I have like 12-13% operation of it. I have a lot of other great aspects, but that's one of my mutations, is three of the four genes are broken. So I can eat 3 pounds of spinach and I get a few ounces of the good from it. But that's okay because I get all of the methylfolate, the breakdown of it. But everybody will feel this. It doesn't cause classical energy. It's next level. It's not a stimulant of your nerve endings. It is a stimulant of your cells itself to operate and cleans them out. Next Level Foundational Energy, now discounted, back in stock at drjonesnaturals.com exclusively. Next Level Foundational Energy, back in stock. They're a great sponsor. Want to support us? Get it. But you will feel this within an hour of taking it. You take it for a month, it will change your life. Next Level Foundational Energy, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. There's a lot of other great products there as well. It's 20% off out of the gates. It is Next Level. Now, what's not available at drjonesnaturals.com? What's available at InfoWarsStore.com? Sold out for 5-6 months, maybe longer. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the organic vitamins and minerals that are essential. The key amino acids for better upload. Tastes great. Do one scoop in a pitcher, drink it morning, noon, and night. Last 3-4 days, depending on how much you drink. And you get everything you need. It's amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And we're about to end the sale for 50% off DNA Force Plus and 40% off 10-hour Clean Energy Turbo Force. But this sale will be going for a while. The other sales are about to end on Turbo Force and on DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right. We got 23 minutes left. I'll go 5 minutes the next hour. So we got 37 minutes. We're taking your calls right now on World War III. Amazing callers first hour. We had several guests on, but thank you for holding. William in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead and thank you.
Alex, this is just an injection into the system, and this is dedicated to my grandpa. He was killed because of all this. On behalf of the American Republic and the Hopi prophecy and the Hopi nation, if you think you're stabbing and killing for God, you're doing the bidding for an interdimensional interloper named Lucifer from levels below, and it is real, and it started this mind virus a long time ago. It started in dreams of the ancient people, ritualistic sacrifices followed. God's people have been walking a trail away from this tyranny since before Egypt. Christ is DNA consciousness restored. Now be free, loved one. There is one God. Thank you so much. I'm off the line.
No, you made great points. I agree with you, brother. Anything else? He's gone. Boom. Thanks for holding. Tony in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, who were these people in 1948 that thought it was a great idea to put a bunch of Jewish people in the middle of a hornet's nest in the Middle East, being fully aware if they put these Jewish people in that hornet's nest that it'd be constant war for them and they'd be constantly protecting themselves against the hornets? Why didn't they put them in somewhere on the planet where they could have lived in peace? And the last thing, Alex, God didn't tell us when the end of time is going to be. he gave us clues, but he left that up to us. We can either speed it up or slow it down. And why are we so hell-bent on speeding it up?
Well, I agree with you. God has a plan and knows the end, so that's predestination. But he gives us the choice to actually play it out. And you made a great point. People don't know this, and I meant to do reports on this years ago when I saw it. If you look at Russia, forget the exact spot, but it's like north of Georgia, one of the nicest places in Russia, like 95% of Russia is uninhabited. Stalin, who was a bad guy, I'm not saying he's good, at the end of World War II proposed an area almost twice the size of Texas. I remember that from memory. So if you type in Stalin proposed Jewish state in Russia, and he proposed an area twice the size of Texas in central Russia for the Jews to go to, and then he proposed an area, I want to say the size of New York State in Ukraine, about a third of Ukraine, for them at the end of World War II, which has been where the Jews have been for over 1,000 years. I'd say outside Israel, the biggest place they were. That is a great point. In fact, guys, write a note for me in the next week or so. I want to do a report on Jewish states. Yeah, there it is. There's one of them. Yeah, right by Georgia. But pull up a full map of Russia where it was at. But yeah. So the point is, yeah, that was one of the spots. It was actually one right above Georgia in the middle, too. There were a bunch of plans, but Russia's three times the size of the U.S., folks. But there was also one. Punch it up here on screen. I'm going to walk over and show TV viewers. Punch, because I remember from memory. Go ahead, punch up a map of Russia and the proposed Jewish state. I won't have audio for a minute because I'm not wearing a mobile mic, but here it is. So, yeah, they proposed one over here in the east. That's the size of, you know, I'm not sure how big. One over here, that was twice the size of Texas, and one in Ukraine. So the point is, why the hell did the Rothschilds and British intelligence move the Jews there? And by the way, Hitler in World War II would let Jews leave through certain Jewish groups if they went to Israel. So yeah, this has been a big plan for a while. What are you getting at with it? Because I don't want to just do this wrong because I'm going off memory here. I'm going to do a full report soon with all the details. But yeah, that's a big deal. Why do you think that was done?
Well, I believe it has a lot to do with the globalists. If you want to keep war constantly going, that'd be the best plan is after World War II is put the Jews somewhere in the middle of a bunch of people that don't like them. That way you keep the war machine just turning and burning.
Well, that's right. The Palestinians and that whole area was pro-Hitler in World War II.
Oh, exactly.
Anything else? I'm glad you raised that and reminded me of that.
No, that'll be it. Alex, I sure appreciate you taking my phone call, and you guys are doing a great job at lifting that smiling mask off of evil and exposing what's behind the mask. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you holding, brother. Thank you. All right. I love having 12 phone lines, but then we take 10 or 15 phone calls, and they reload. I got guests on. I got to make you hold. I hate doing that. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I wanted to hear your opinion whether or not due to the 30 to 50,000 Palestinians that have been...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Time, but it talks about them being lit up, and plus those who rest carelessly in aisles. And I think that's, you know, our East and West Coast.
Well, and you know, I agree with you, because I've read Revelation probably, I'm not going to exaggerate, front to back, I've probably read it 6-7 times, and I've read Daniel, I've read Ezekiel that are foreshadows of it, but it describes the Antichrist being seen in the market as a huge 50-foot tall, it describes it in cubits or meters, image. Well, that's a hologram, and everyone worshiping it worldwide, and pillars of fire, and nations being destroyed in 1 hour, and a world government where you got to have a mark in your forehead or hand, biometrics to buy and sell, and it's all here 2,000 years ago, and 3,000 and 4,000 years ago, prophesied, and it's not like they just barely nailed it. You talk about Nostradamus. He did super vague stuff. It's pure crap. I've actually read it. Not the Holy Bible. Old Testament, New Testament. Christ said, I did not come to, you know, throw out the Old Testament, but basically to fulfill it. And you see them trying to trigger an early Armageddon to then put in their fake Christ. And we're definitely there. And I'll say this. People lie about Israel. When Israel came out and said, this is an equivalent of 9-11 or worse, they said per capita because we're a smaller population. They weren't saying Jews were worth more than more people. But regardless, we have hundreds of thousands of dead a year from fentanyl. We have tens of thousands killed from the crime every year. We have a totally open border. Nothing against Israel, nothing against Ukraine, but we're spending dozens of times more money on them than our border, and our border's wide open. I want our troops back home. I want our country defended, and I want this to be shut down. And Israel's got nuclear weapons. They can defend themselves. And if Israel knew the U.S. wasn't going to be backing them, they would go for peace with the Islamists. And then if the Islamists push too far, well, then they're going to get nuclear war. But absolutely, we're being held hostage by the military-industrial complex using Israel as the detonator while our country collapses. While our people, you know, because this has been a thing. Even 20 years ago, I didn't have a bunch of money. But I got to a point in my life where I had extra money and had a backup money, and I didn't have to worry about it. But I'm literally on a budget right now. And I tell my wife, we're not going out to eat. I go to the grocery store, and I barely buy anything. It's $300. And compared to a blue-collar worker, I'm rich. This is tough, folks. And I'm sorry, but it's game over. All the rich Jews in America who've got trillions of dollars, you go give money to Israel. I don't want taxes from blue-collar workers going to this or to Ukraine. It's not because I hate Jews. It's because we're out of gas, man. We can't do this anymore. And it just goes on and on and on for the defense contractors and the rest of them. That's where I stand. What do you say, Brad?
Well, if not a third of our nation doesn't go down there and demand military tribunals, it's over. I mean, read Jeremiah 50. It says a new nation made up of a bunch of diverse people. And it says they will shoot their arrows and none of them will miss. So we're talking about smart military weapons. And it says, do to them like they've done to everybody else. And this nation also has a mother, which would be, you know, obviously Britain. So it's coming. I don't know when it's coming. When I first discovered this in, I don't know, the 90s, when I did most of my...
Oh, is the Bible not incredible? 2,000 years ago, they'll fire all of their missiles from another land, and none will miss, and they'll fall in an hour.
Yep.
That's nuclear weapons, folks.
Yep. And if, like I said, if a third of this nation doesn't go up and demand and put them on the spot right now,
here's the problem. We do a peaceful march on D.C. They'll detonate a truck bomb and blame us. And I agree, marching's good. We should be able to do it. But how do we get around them false flagging us?
We don't. We just have to stand through it.
And say we didn't do it.
We have to demand tribunals. If we don't, it's over. Look, if the world does not see us stand up against these thugs...
Brad, I hear you, and I can talk to you for 10 hours if I can hear everybody else. Let's go to CJ. That's how I get to the next great caller. I hate Hannibal, these great callers. CJ in Indiana, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Happy 30th anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say I totally agree with you, man. We should be looking at America first before we look at Israel and Iran. We got our own problems, man. I cannot stand my tax dollars going from my pocket to help me and my family to, you know, just across the seas is something that has nothing to do with us.
Well, I got to tell you, me personally, in bankruptcy, everything goes into the bankruptcy. It's kind of refreshing. It's cool having to actually worry about my budget and get back to where I was and realize how hard it is for people. I actually like it because it gets me hungrier. It makes me appreciate things better. But I'm still able to pay my bills. I'm still doing great compared to the average person. This country is screwed. And I've got family that have multiple professional degrees. They're out of money. I mean, people are out of money. And you can't lie about that. So what do you expect to happen?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of hoping to find out an idea on here today. The last guy had a pretty good idea.
Trump will create cheap energy right away. And that'll hurt deflation. That'll drop it in half. We still have substantive at 10%, and then he can get a bunch of jobs back. But this inflation is so bad, it's going to be hard to turn this around for all the way. I mean, can you imagine another term of Biden?
Are you joking me? No, I can't imagine that. That's insane. It wouldn't happen. There's going to be a civil war if they elect Biden. It'd be totally obvious that they stole that election. Are you joking? Truly, I at first, when Trump was president in 2016, I wasn't the biggest fan of him. But now he's like my hero. So I believe a lot of people have like seen that.
No, I agree. Seeing him be persecuted lets folks know how real he is. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he's for real. Okay, thank you, CJ. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. As always, looking for solutions for what's going on. And I learned it from you that the Third World War has already started. If you look at the border issues, if you look at the vaccines, if you look at the drugs coming over, the assault on food, the economy, the geoengineering, everything, it is the Third World War is started. And why I called in was about narrative. We need to understand that the Third World War is a narrative war, and that's the prescience of what InfoWars is about. I think nobody on the planet has been called a conspiracy theorist more than you. And all your listeners have been called conspiracy theorists because of the attacks that have come upon them from their friends, their neighbors. And I think we need to stand up against that. And I've coined a term, and I want to know if InfoWars wants to coin it as well, called conspiracy denialism.
Oh, I love that. Conspiracy denialism. The CIA created the term after they killed Kennedy. That's declassified in the 70s, the Frank Church Committee. In 64, a few months after they killed Kennedy in 63 in November, they coined the term conspiracy theorist so they wouldn't have to debate a fact. They just say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy denialism, that's or reality denialism. That's a great term.
Let's counter. Let's be an iron dome for that attack that's been coming on patriots and God-fearing people for as long as that was invented. This is the counter objective to it. We're in a spiritual war, and that is a spiritual weapon that was formed against us. But the Bible says those do not prosper, but we need to stand up and counter it.
I agree. I would just say conspiracy denialism is reality denialism.
Exactly, and I've coined this term because I've had people call me a conspiracy theorist to my face, and I'll just say to them, okay, let's just have a conversation. What about this? What about this? What about this? We need to see the big picture. We are in World War III. There's been millions of people die in this war already, and I'll look someone in the eye and say, the problem with you is you are under conspiracy denialism.
That's right. And again, the globalists are waging war against everybody, against the economy, against prosperity, against free speech, against transparency, against privacy. We have to admit it's a global corporate asymmetrical war against humanity, and these physical wars are just a byproduct of that. Thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to do 5 more minutes ahead of the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. I'm going to talk to William in Arkansas, the last caller. But I'm going to ask everybody during this critical time, promote all the videos and articles we post at Real Alex Jones on X. If you've not been on X, go get on X. Go share Real Alex Jones and support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with the Next Level Foundational Energy, methylfolate with B-complex, the breakdown of folic acid, the next level in your cells, Next Level Foundational Energy, now back in stock, discounted, DrJonesNaturals.com, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. That's the new sale. It'll go for a while. But the sale on DNA Force Plus, 50% off, and 40% off Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is going to end the next few days. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products. We'll thank you all for your support. Hour number 4 straight ahead.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.